Hey everyone, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, back again, Johnny Mutta, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019 in the Peerless AV booth. We're proud to be here, and we're even prouder of our partnership with Peerless for all of our podcasts here at Infocom 2019 for the duration of the show. Today I'm joined by PK Pandey, who is...
I'm a partner
and or he's my guy. He's my guy over at WSDG. PK,
hey,
how's
Johnny.
It going?
Hey, Johnny, how are you? Thanks for inviting us over here.
Yeah.
Some time.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for gracing our airwaves here at Rave Radio. And also thank you for taking the time as well. So for people who are unfamiliar with WSDG, Walter Storch Design Group.
Yep.
Tell me a little about it. Tell me about the company.
Okay, WSDG, we're a company based out of Highland, New York, upstate New York. We were founded by John Storick, one of the leading premier studio designers, and his wife, Beth, still very active in the company. We are, our core focus, our business is in architectural acoustics, studio design, and media systems engineering. So being media systems engineering, we have to pay attention to technology, and that's why we're here.
Okay.
So we have a lot of relationships in the industry with a lot of vendors out here, and we like to make appointments and spend time with them and learn about the new products so we can incorporate them into our designs.
Perfect. I asked you off air, but you can just tell me, are you guys here in a booth this year?
We don't have a booth.
No booth?
No. We
partnered with anybody here in the booth?
No, we don't have any partnerships, but we are considering. We are thinking about it.
Well, I'm sure between the birth of the company and now that there's been some pretty new exciting things, yeah?
Yeah, well, the first studio that John designed was for Jimi Hendrix.
Nice.
Called Electric Lady Studios.
I'm a fan.
So, and now, recording studios are still going strong.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
Definitely.
We're in the middle of a lot of projects right now. But we do see the change where it's not so much a commercial recording studio. So the business model changes. We do a lot of artist studios, and personal studios at a very high level. And we have done quite a few podcasting studios, higher level podcast studios.
Cool.
We recently completed Stitcher Podcast Studios in New York City.
I'm familiar.
And Los Angeles.
Very cool.
We also completed Gimlet Media in Brooklyn.
Nice.
Which was recently purchased by Spotify.
Very cool.
For some hundreds of millions of dollars.
I wonder what they're going to do there.
We've also recently completed last year, I think it was finalized, is Audible.
Based also
out
familiar.
Is an Amazon company.
Very cool.
And we are actively, as of last week, continuing that with many more of these podcasting format studios. We call them not so much just podcasts, but content creation studios.
Okay.
Because they're creating content. And companies like Stitcher know how to monetize that content.
Yeah.
So we see this as definitely an emerging industry. And we're very excited about it.
Now, what do you think that would mean for the AV industry? And it sounds, you know, sort of like, you know, with the content creation studios, but I imagine the hardware behind that, the integrators would have to try and help build these things, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, these have advanced AV designs.
Yeah.
It's not just a microphone and a laptop. We are designing the room, obviously, architecturally, acoustically designing a studio space.
Okay.
Because most importantly is the space where you're going to be talking.
Yeah.
So you can have the maximum amount of intelligibility.
Can you guys redesign my home studio?
Give me a call. You got my card.
I will. No, I'm excited. Those are some big names, and I'm curious to see the growth of the company and what comes next. And, you know, obviously, there's nothing here, but we can go, I imagine, to the website to see some of this stuff.
Yes, website has a lot of the, you'll see our deck there, and you'll see some of our projects.
Yeah.
It's pretty extensive. Over 4,000 studios right now, and we are all over the world.
Now, how does WSDG separate themselves from everyone else?
We design. I think doing the design and paying attention for the design part of it, it's the design, and for the technology part of it, the media systems engineering, we are really focused on the cutting edge technology and incorporating that in the design, in our systems designs.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then we like to take that time to do that. So it's, I think that's one of the few things that separates us, aside from the talented people that we have on our team.
Yeah. Now, we mentioned you're not here at the show, so we couldn't see you in person. But again, one more time, what's the website where we can learn more about the company?
You can go to www.wsdg.com.
Very cool.
All the projects are there.
Yeah.
And have fun there. You can contact us from there. Send us an email. You got my card. Feel free to call me when you need to do your studio.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna. For other people, though, for like, I don't know, let's say Google wants to start building their Google Podcast division. If they wanted to reach out, they could just simply go to the website and reach out just like Stitcher did or whoever.
Yes, they could do that. Or, you know, if they already know one of us, they could reach out to one of us.
Contact Johnny. I'll contact you. I've got your card.
Yeah, we've done work for Google for their YouTube studios.
Nice.
In Brazil and in the United States. So
cool.
We're familiar with that.
We've
worked for many clients. Pepsi Cola, we did the same type of thing. Content Creation Studios. Spotify. We did a studio for Spotify.
Yeah.
Which is under
awesome.
NDA, so you didn't hear.
Whoops. We ruined that for the internet, everybody. Just
you heard
blacked
it here
that
first.
Part out. Yeah. Only on Rave Radio, everybody. Yeah. Now, that's kind of the end of my questioning. Is there anything we should really mention about WSDG that we haven't?
No, that's our focus and sign.
Yeah.
Architectural acoustics. We have a lot of partnerships with the technology industry, with the architectural industry, with architects.
Yeah.
And in the music industry.
Okay.
Some of the, you know, the best client, you know, world-renowned artists.
Cool.
We've designed studios from them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Something to be proud of, I imagine.
I think we're still having fun. This is
I mean,
the key.
That's part of the thing, right? I mean, if you're not having fun, what are you doing?
We love what we do.
Yeah.
We're really into it, and we're having fun, and we love our clients. And it's just a great place to be.
That's awesome.
And we're glad to be here at Infocom Learning. One of the keys in our mantra is to always keep learning. Always be learning about anything.
I like it. I think you should. I mean, especially when we live in technology, things change so rapidly. You know, if you're doing the same old design cookie cutter Mr. Brady style on his house,
it's not going to work.
You know, why would anyone come to your company, right? I don't want to be like Stitcher, or maybe I do, but I want to be one better than Stitcher, right?
Exactly.
And nothing against Stitcher. We love you. If you want to be on the show, contact me or contact
they
PK. He's got my
studios.
Number. He can contact me.
Yeah, they got some great studios.
I would love to check that out. One more time, for people listening in, where do we learn more about the company?
You can go to www.wsdg.com.
That pretty much does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. So, PK, thank you so much for taking the time.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Johnny, thanks so much.
Everyone else out there listening, if you want to listen to all of our live podcasts or reach out or watch all of our Infocom coverage, please do it. I encourage you highly to head over to our microsite. It's simply ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you happen to be at the show in Orlando, Florida, I encourage you to come by the Peerless AV booth, 3429 Jeff Tuzo. I'm talking to you directly. Bring me coffee, water, snacks, any of the above. Bring me a high five. Everybody, I'm your host. This is the Trade Show Minute. My name's Johnny Mutta. We'll catch you on the next episode.